Moncrief on News Talk.
It's impossible not to go through life and feel occasionally insulted or slighted or hurt. And sometimes those feelings can stay with us for a while. But when it turns into a grudge, is that bad for us? Is exacting a horrible revenge the only way to get rid of it? Niamh Delmar is a counselling psychologist. Afternoon, Niamh.
Good afternoon, Sean.
What's wrong with revenge, Niamh? That's probably the simplest way to get rid of it.
I think grudges, they can have a little benefit. You know, it might highlight something's wrong in the relationship or something needs to be addressed. But when it goes on and on, it's a mixture of hurt, anger and negativity, and it'll start eating you up.
Yeah. And why do people let it start, let it eat them up? Is there an aspect to it that is kind of enjoyable?
It is, yeah, and it can become a habit because, you know, there's little dopamine hits that kind of are associated with those little bursts of anger every time you think of the incident or you talk about it. But the other side of it is it's also releasing a stress response. So if somebody keeps holding on to it and going over and over it all the time, it's going to have a negative effect on their well-being.
Mm. I've heard people, you know, and you could see that, you know, the pain was still there, people talking about things that happened to them decades ago, that people who are long since dead did to them. They still haven't let it go. Why would you do that? Because it's obviously just damaging you and you're never going to resolve it with the person.
Yeah, and exactly what you said is backed up by the research, Sean, where they've, you know, talked to people and they actually are having similar responses if it's happening again. So they're reliving it, you know. And obviously, you know, if there's something really big, that's different, it's legitimate. But it can be very small little things, you know, but people get very hooked into it and it gets very sticky with them. And it's a coping mechanism. It's an unhealthy coping mechanism that they've just got attached to. And then it escalates and it can go into something else and grow legs. And then over time, it can get exaggerated in your head, you know, and the stories are added to it. So the person eventually believes it. And also it's an interpretation. Sometimes our interpretations are not accurate.
And what exactly is it then in that instance that they're coping with? Is it the initial trauma of what happened to them or what was done to them?
Yeah. And again, it could be, you know, a slight or something offended. Maybe they weren't invited somewhere. It could be, you know, all of those things, but they're interpreting that. And sometimes it's linked to low self-esteem, rigidity, or somebody being very hypersensitive. And they really take that as a hurt, but they're not able to see the other person's position at all. So to them, it was done deliberately. It's a personal attack.
Mm. Because
if it is, you know, sometimes it is. And if it is, then that's the benefit of a grudge. That can highlight, well, maybe this person shouldn't be in your life. But a lot of times the person does not intend to do it deliberately.
Yeah. Because I've heard people, it will tell, I don't want to be specific, but, you know, they'll tell stories about rows or confrontations they've had with people. And they'll go, well, I turned around and I said to them, and, you know, they'll tell the story, a version of events where they had the last word and then, you know, they put a person in their place kind of thing. And so you kind of, you're always going to ask, well, then why are you going on about this? Because it sounds like you won that argument, but they clearly didn't.
Yes, exactly. It's the sense of that they did get something out of it, or they did get won over that person, or they were right. And for some personality types, they like to feel that they were right and they sorted it all out.
But they didn't.
And it's, yeah, and it also then leaves them in kind of a bitter state. But this is the distortions that we have all the time, all of us, with thoughts, interpretations and perceptions.
So then that person is kind of stuck with a hurt that they won't admit to whilst, you know, peddling a kind of a false memory of something that, you know, and it didn't happen that way. So there's probably little way for them out of that.
Yeah, it's going to be a stuck situation in their head. And that's the thing with regard resentment and that. It's a mixture of hurt, anger and negativity.
Yeah. So is there any way out of that?
I think there's a lot of things people can do. I suppose it's to actually ask yourself, is this legitimate? Am I actually seeing the other person's position? Did they absolutely 100% do something deliberately to get at me? You know, accurate interpretations and appropriate reactions, and then a good, trusted, neutral friend who can say, look, I don't think that really is worth, you know, ruining a friendship of 20 years over. or somebody can say, well, why don't you address it? Because really, grudges exist because something wasn't addressed at the time. A lot of times people will have a grudge, but the other person hasn't a clue that they did something wrong.
Mm.
You know, I'm putting yourself in the other person's shoes and also just looking at how it's affecting you. Because when the researchers have looked at people going through grudges again, their blood pressure start going up, the stress response was there, so they're getting worked up, you know, so it's not good for our health. And it will eat you up if you keep holding on to it.
Yeah, and those people who are stuck with grudges from people who are dead, it may have been their parents or aunts and uncles, people from a different generation. Is it even possible for a family member to intercede and say, maybe it didn't work that way, I didn't happen that way, because that's probably the last thing they want to hear?
Well, that's it. They could take that, you know, and have a grudge against that itself, you know. But, you know, really, for a lot of people, they might, if there's very big grudges, they might have to really, you know, have a look at themselves and start thinking about maybe trashing this out in therapy, because it gets very boring for everybody else as well. Obviously, if there's something serious, that's totally different. But it does get very boring for everybody else to listen to the story that a family member, you know, didn't invite them somewhere and they're still falling out. But it's amazing how sometimes, and look online, Sean, look what's happening online. Like, people are getting more easily offended.
Yeah. Well, people are maybe going online looking to be offended.
Yeah, I mean, they read, you know, somebody could say one thing and they're getting offended about it, they're getting insulted about it, you know. But families, couples, sometimes couples, you know, and I see it sometimes, people come in to me and they're talking about something years ago and they're harbouring a lot of resentment. You know, when I look back on my life and I think all I did and he wasn't chipping in, and, you know, if they were busy with kids and work and everything, then suddenly they're older and they've a lot of time to think and look back on things, you know, and that kind of can involve, that can kind of, you know, need a little bit of support, because that can really fester, especially among couples. You know, couples can have so much festering there for years and years.
And in that instance, can a person say, well, I feel resentment because of something somebody, you know, my partner said to me 5 years ago, but it mightn't actually be about that. It might be about something else.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times it is really about the person and issues they might have themselves, or they might have sensitivities from their past. You know, it is a bit of a blame thing, isn't it, when you're holding a grudge, because you're saying, I'm right, the other person was wrong completely. And in some cases in life, that's okay. That's, you know, that can happen. And it's obvious the person was wrong. But a lot of cases, it's not one person or the other. It's a dynamic. And both people have contributed to that dynamic. And what happens then, unfortunately, is people can lose sometimes very good friends or family members because of something that they've interpreted and they've never addressed it.
And can this happen to anyone, or is there a personality type more inclined to hold a grudge?
Yeah, there are. Like, what the research would find, like, people with low tolerance levels and with a tendency to be a little bit irritable, low tolerance levels, a big sense of injustice, and a personality that is more rigid. You know, there's a lot of rigidity, black and white thinking, all or nothing, and hypersensitivity as well comes into it, you know.
Mm.
So there are some personality traits that will come into that, whereas somebody else might be more laid back and just say, oh, sure, let them, you know, whatever. Actually, that's a really good, a good help for people is the Let Them Theory, Mel Robbins, this blockbuster book that's out.
Yes.
It's actually quite good. You know, there's some good things in there about, let me take responsibility for how I am and let them off.
Yeah.
You know, so there are times when we just have to say, and friends can be great with that as well. If you have a good friend or family member, they might say, look, you know, just let them or F them or whatever, you know.
Yes.
And you'll hear people saying that, you know, and they just kind of, and wake you up to say, oh, yeah, you're right. But you have to kind of let it out of your system first and then let it go. Grudges have to be time limited or they will eat you up.
Okay. Having a bad memory is probably a good thing as well. Then you can't remember all the terrible things that have been done to you. Niamh, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Niamh Delmar, a counselling psychologist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.